bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, a host with Pedaling the Pueblo, and today I'm joined by Khaled Jarar. He's an artist and a mountain biker, originally from Palestine. He's been living in Tucson for the last 3 years and attending the University of Arizona. Welcome, Khaled.
Thank you.
I thought it would be an interesting story to hear how you first started mountain biking in Palestine.
So the story is that even when I came to Tucson, I brought my mountain bike in with me from Palestine. Around like 6 years ago, something like that, I saw a friend doing some mountain biking on Facebook, and I just called him. I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "It's mountain biking." I said, "Oh, I want to come with you. I have a bike. It's in home. I don't use it." He said, "Okay, what is your bike?" When I start talking about my bike, he said, "You should throw this bike in the garbage." Because if you want to go to the mountain, you need to have a good bike. And it's this specifications that you need to get to make sure that you are safe. Oh my gosh, it's expensive. I don't know, whatever. I want to come and just try it. And I start the first time with them. I fell so many times. I got so many injuries.
Did you wear a helmet or equipment?
Yeah. This guy was really professional. He told me, "You want to come with us? You should have padded in your hands and your legs and a helmet and glasses and gloves." But I fell in love. I fell in love with the landscape, like discovering the landscape while you are in speed with mountains. Especially we have a very nice downhill there. So yeah, then I sold that bike. After a year, I bought another, like, more fancy bike. And that was the one that I brought with me in Tucson. Because when I was moving to Tucson, I knew that you have a fantastic, like, mountain trails here. And I brought my bike here. And then I start meeting mountain bikers here. And then I start going outside in the desert. And it's another experience here. It's so beautiful. And I fell in love with the city of Tucson, and I even like to use my mountain bike in the city, like
riding around in
the city around. It's amazing. Yeah, you have like special trails in the street, and it, because everybody, when I was carrying the bike with me at the airport to airport, crossing the bridge to come here, everybody was, "What is that? So my bike? You are bringing your bike with you? Why?"
Tell me about mountain biking in Palestine.
Doing mountain biking in Palestine, it's an act of resistance. And doing it for fun, it's not easy because the lack of trails and equipment. And actually, the trails is controlled by the Israelis settlers in the West Bank. So it's, there is like the thing, like, it's to put people in the context of Palestine, that we do mountain biking in our trails, the Palestinian trails, according to the international laws. But these trails are occupied by the Israeli settlers who occupy the landscape. So when we do it, there is a risk and there is fun. But in the end of the day, we just do it for the sake of having fun and practicing this fantastic sport.
Do you anticipate you'll be able to mountain bike when you go back?
It's all about the will. And what's happening there is very sad. More than 60 persons has been slaughtered in less than 1 hour by the Israeli soldiers, but with the use of the American guns, the AR-15, that they are using, the same gun that they are using here for mass shooting. Mm-hmm. Rather than using guns to talk about our stories, we are using like stones to resist, and we are using bikes, and we are using cinema, we are using poetry. And that's Palestine. It's like that. We resist with words, we resist with smile. So when we do mountain biking and when the Israeli soldiers stop us and they said, "We are not allowed to be here," I said, "There is nothing. It will prevent us from doing mountain biking in our landscape."
Thanks, Khaled, and safe travels. And we hope to see you again soon in Tucson.
Thank you. And we say shukran in Arabic.